Welcome back to it. Good to have you here. I was surprised and saddened, honestly. I was not a huge fan of Governor Rick Snyder. He was adequate. And that's about where it ended for me. He was medium. But I was deeply disappointed when I began to hear that they were going to charge him, they being the Attorney General's office, with crimes related to what happened with the Flint water crisis. Two charges filed now, willful neglect of duty. Misdemeanors, one-year misdemeanors. But I'm sorry, but I just don't see how that's appropriate because it makes every chief executive going forward vulnerable, doesn't it? The drive-through impeachment of President Trump yesterday means that basically anybody in the House with a majority can now just say, hey, we'll take 2 hours, we're going to impeach. That's it. We're just going to do it because that's how low the bar has been set. And now, going after Rick Snyder. It's been, what, more than 2 years since he left office? I'm concerned. Kyle Malin is the editor and vice president of the MERS newsletter. He's got his finger on the pulse of Lansing all the time. Kyle, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning.
I find this concerning. You know, it's not that I'm a big fan of Rick Snyder. I wouldn't like it if it happened to Gretchen Whitmer 2 years after being in office, unless there was an actual crime that something had been committed or there was malice aforethought. What do you make of this?
Well, I think that Dana Nessel probably felt like she didn't have much of a choice in this since Bill Schuette, the former attorney general, a Republican, had kind of broke the ice on these types of willful neglect charges back in 2018 when he filed charges, or 17 when he filed charges against folks within the administration. And he didn't go after Rick Snyder, of course, but he did go after Nick Lyon, who was the director of the Department of Health and Human Services, and other administrators within state government. And with the public outcry still there in the city of Flint, I don't know if Dana Nessel politically could have gotten away with not filing charges against, at the very least, the same people, if not more people. And so I think that's where we get Rick Snyder, and I think we may see new names today that we hadn't seen in the past as well. So I think politically, I don't think that she could have faced the convention without having filed charges against someone in the Snyder administration, if not Snyder. And I know it sounds pretty callous and probably a little cynical, but from a political standpoint, I mean, that's kind of the reality of the situation. I mean, this.
What you're telling me, though, you know, what you're telling me is even a bit more upsetting. Because your take on it is that she had to do it politically.
Yeah.
She had to, because Bill Schuette laid the bar awfully low. And that's my, when I look at what happened in D.C. yesterday, as much as people may dislike Donald Trump, this, that, you don't do it in 2 hours. You don't have a drive-through impeachment. And I think if Dana Nessel, if your assumption is accurate, that's even worse, because what happens to Gretchen Whitmer then when she leaves office? If people say, well, she sent sick people to nursing homes. Does she get charges filed against her? Where does that end? Do we end up like Illinois? Every governor ends up in jail? I mean, come on.
Well, I don't think that anyone's going to end up in jail here. You know, when the willful neglect of duty charges were up against Nick Lyon, they barely made it out of the prelim stage, which is an extremely low bar.
Right.
And the expectation was that he wasn't going to get found guilty of squat. And even if a lower court did find something, it's very unlikely that the Court of Appeals or any kind of appellate court would uphold the charges. So
like we used to say,
I find it very unlikely that even if, you know, these charges go forward and are announced as expected here today, that Snyder or anybody will face any type of conviction based on the willful neglect charge.
Reminds me of something we used to say when we were kids: all show and no go. So yeah, it's all show and no go. So it's just for show. It's just for posturing.
Well, you know, to an extent, though. But I do feel like that she feels like the folks in Flint are still extremely upset and feel like, even though they're going to get the settlement that she worked through, which was an extremely huge undertaking and a big win for her, that there still had to be some kind of public accountability, and that somebody's head had to roll. And if nothing ever comes out of this as far as an actual conviction, at least I think she feels like the citizens of Flint felt like somebody tried. Somebody tried to hold people accountable. And, you know, that when they had an administration of the state who was running their government for years and they were trying to bathe and drink and operate underwater that they knew wasn't right, but they weren't responding, and they're finally being held accountable. And so while the legal system, I think, is working against them, I think they feel like even if it doesn't go, even if they don't get a conviction, at least they tried and at least they proved the point that, hey, public officials in the future, when you see something that doesn't look right, start acting upon it, not dive into your bureaucratic nonsense and, you know, try and defend your actions.
I guess my question is, at what cost do we do that?
Well,
because here's the thing, because it reminds me of something else that's going on that I think the state has, because basically you're saying they have little chance of success from your estimation. You're not a lawyer. You're not giving political advice.
Right.
But it reminds me of the whole Line 5. We're going to yank the lease. Well, you don't have the power to do that. Well, yeah, I do. And then that continues on. And again, it looks like it's for political reasons and not because you have a legitimate shot at winning the argument, right or wrong.
Right. No, I think you're exactly right. And you mentioned earlier about Governor Whitmer and nursing homes. I mean, you don't even have to wait until she's out of office. You could argue that a county prosecutor, an aggressive county prosecutor, could try and bring charges now if they wanted to.
Wow.
The argument that she signed off, or somebody in her administration signed off on a policy that brought COVID-19 sick patients, positive patients, into nursing homes.
Right.
With vulnerable residents.
And let's be fair.
Nursing home died. So
let me be fair about this.
This is the same kind of thing.
It's important that I'm fair and honest about this. I've been a critic of the governor on that exact point for months now. However, do I believe that Governor Whitmer intentionally sent people there and caused people to die and she willfully and knowingly did that? No, I don't. I believe that it was, you know, reckless. Because anybody knows if you have a cold or the flu, you don't go see your mom in the nursing home. I knew that, right? But do I think she should be criminally charged for that? No. No, I don't. I'm a critic, and I think it was wrong, and I think it was careless. But does it rise to the level? No, she was working. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt here, and forgive me, folks, because you might. But she was working with the information she had at that time. I don't think she was trying to, you know, willfully be reckless like that. That's my take on it, Kyle. I'm going to give her, and I don't think that Rick Snyder was hoping that kids got sick in Flint or willfully, intentionally did those things. I'm going to give both of these people the benefit of the doubt, even though I wasn't a big fan of either. I'll give you the last word.
Well, yeah, I think that's a good point. And this could create a very chilling effect for good people who want to get involved in public office, get stuck in a bad situation, you know, like Flint water, like COVID-19. And they got to go on the information that they have available at the time. And sometimes that information is wrong. And should they be held criminally responsible for that?
If they ignore the information, if they know it's wrong, that's one thing. I guess you would have to prove that.
If they knowingly do something to hurt people and you can prove it, then they're in
that's
big
different.
Trouble. And so if there's evidence that he knowingly tried to hurt people, Snyder's goose is cooked. But we've never seen any evidence that would indicate they knowingly tried to hurt people in Flint, or that Governor Whitmer, or anybody's trying to knowingly hurt people.
Kyle Malin, MERS. Greatly appreciate it, Kyle, as always.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.